And Jay Machi, we're back at the Seaplane Base on the fly on a beautiful Saturday afternoon on EA Radio. Oh, my goodness. Paul, it is really nice out here today. Oh, wait, I got to turn your microphone up. Otherwise, no one can hear you.
That's probably all right.
Oh, maybe this one's not working. Here, talk in this one.
Yeah, it's beautiful out here.
So what do you want me to say?
Well, you were going to introduce our guest.
Oh, well, this is my friend Eric Lindberg. Eric's been coming out to the base now for a bunch of years, and he has a lot of fun out here with us, so we'll have to ask Eric some questions about what he does and what he likes out here at the Seaplane Base.
Go ahead, ask Eric some questions.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm not a radio interviewer. Eric, what do you like best about the Seaplane Base?
Oh, man, you know what? I've just spent a really amazing, productive, and super busy week over at AirVenture, over there. And when I come here, I get to relax, chill out, look at seaplanes, hang out with people that are laid back. And this is my decompression zone.
He was just decompressing. He was singing just a minute ago.
Yeah, when we were at break, he was he was practicing his karaoke for later for the watermelon festival.
Well, he's worried we're going to make him climb the tent pole. We've done that in the past.
Oh, no, yes. I understand the tent pole concept. I refuse to do that this year. My thighs are still recovering from 5 years ago.
You say that now, Eric.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, man.
So if all of you out there, if you haven't tried to climb the tent pole at the Seaplane Base, you need to go over there and line up. Paul C. Hafer is offering a $50 prize to the first guy that climbs the tent in the Seaplane Base tent to the top.
Your insurance and premiums just went up, Paul.
And I'm going to challenge Eric to double what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'll match you.
Oh, well, wait. Is that EA risk management coming this way? I think it is. Well, we're going to have to come up with something else.
I thought... We'll give you a voluntary prize of $0, but we want to see someone climb that tent pole over there.
All right. I think Jeff should do that.
I have done that.
You have done that. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago, but...
We all have scars to prove it.
That's good times. Good times at the Seaplane Base. Do you have a seaplane, Eric?
I do not. But you know what I want to see? Obviously, I'm in the electric aircraft industry. We're trying to accelerate the development of electric aircraft, and I really want to see electric-powered seaplanes flying. And I understand the Lazer fits in that category, but we want to see larger and larger electric-powered aircraft in general aviation, LSA, ultralight, flying, because anytime the public looks up and sees an airplane flying over, it's not that they're seeing it or seeing the other threats to general aviation like fuel burn, which is a huge potential threat to us as an aviation industry. They hear the noise. Yes. And if you're around a seaplane base, it's cool, because seaplanes, and if you're around round engines, antiques, it's really cool. And we need that. We need to be inspired by that. But around a general aviation airport, when there's training going on, people don't like that. And they want to shut us down. They want to shut down that infrastructure. So if we can make aircraft quieter and safer and simpler, fewer moving parts, easier to do, lower the barrier of cost to get into aviation, it'll be better for the industry. So that's why we're working really hard at LEAP, forming an electric aircraft development alliance. Also doing Lindbergh Electric Aircraft prizes. We just gave away our 7th prize yesterday at the Electric Aircraft Forum, and I want to see electric-powered seaplanes flying.
Very cool.
I talked to
Dan Johnson yesterday, and he told me they are actually working on changing the ASTM standards to include electric-powered aircraft for SLSAs.
So absolutely. So yeah, they're working hard for LSA also. So that's great, and then our job as an industry organization is to do things like lobby the Department of Energy to include aircraft in the definition of electric vehicle, so that we can start to benefit from the billions of dollars that are flowing into battery development and plug standardization and things like that we need in order to make this industry grow.
LEAP, what is LEAP?
So LEAP, we have two programs at LEAP. We have obviously the electric flight program, and we're awarding prizes. We're developing a TV show where students, we follow students who are focusing the short video documentaries on innovation, and we prototype that around the electric aircraft industry. We also have an education program where students form a small team and then go out and investigate and shoot a video documentary of a solution to a problem, any problem. And then they take that documentary and upload it to our website and share it as far and wide as possible. The idea is that we create a whole generation of high school age students who are incentivized to seek out problems and solutions to problems as potential opportunities to move their careers forward. And what that does is they're focusing eyeballs on innovators and entrepreneurs and people creating solutions. They're working in project-based teams, great for learning, because that's what we do in business and in college. And it gets them thinking like innovators and entrepreneurs. And we need a whole generation of students to come up to solve the problems that we see facing us right now on the planet. Because if, you know, we see a problem and we ask our elected representatives in government to fix it, you might actually get something done, but chances are you're not. We have to do that ourselves, and we have to do that as a culture. It has to be enculturated in order for us to really thrive and survive into the future. I see that we need to have students who are intrinsically motivated to seek out and solve these issues or storytell about the people who are working on them.
Wow.
That's what we do at LEAP, and yeah, we're psyched about it.
That's great. Eric Lindberg, thank you very much for joining us on EA Radio and out here at the Seaplane Base. Have a good time at the Watermelon Festival tonight.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to eat so much watermelon.
Hopefully Paul won't take too much video.
No video.
We're going to grease that pole with watermelon, and
there will be nobody that will make the pole. So risk management will be happy.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, Paul, another great year out here at the Seaplane Base. And thanks to you and your committee, your organization out here. Everything looks like it's running safely.
Well, thanks to the team that we have here. We have wonderful volunteers. These guys, many of them work 2 8-hour shifts at a clip, and because they want to. And I run a company, and I wish I could get paid employees to be as enthusiastic about what they do.
Yeah. No, I understand. Well, volunteerism is a special thing. I mean, people don't volunteer to do things unless they want to do them. Work is kind of a more of a required thing if you want to exist in society. Yes. But volunteering is it's something you do from the heart, and it's something you have interest in, and so yeah, it's beneficial to the organization and to the person as well.
Well, and all of EA relies on that. Last I looked, I think they have about a little over 5,000 volunteers, and that enthusiasm runs all throughout the organization. And I have to say that a lot of times when I go through the cards in my wallet and I run across my EA card, I will many times when I see that card, it reminds me of the enthusiasm, reminds me of the fun, and all about the airplanes we like.
Exactly. Well, Paul, we're going to wrap up another segment of EAA Radio on the Fly out here at the Seaplane Base 2011. We will see you a year from now on Saturday.
Right, all right.
Right back here at the Seaplane Base.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks a lot. Paul C. Hafer, the chairman of the Seaplane Base out here at Oshkosh. That wraps up another year of On the Fly, and I'm Jay Monchi signing off and looking forward to seeing you all next year right here on EAA Radio.